Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Ward.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The president is in New York at this hour, meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The two are having a press briefing. Let's take you to the United Nations live on Live and Local Now. Here it is.
They're not. So I said, hold it up, let's get other people to pay. And then everybody called me, oh, please, can we pay? And I said, and there was never any quid pro quo. The letter was beautiful. It was a perfect letter. It was unlike Biden, who, by the way, what he said was a horror. And ask how his son made millions of dollars from Ukraine, made millions of dollars from China, even though he had no expertise whatsoever. Okay? So what he did was a real problem with us. There was no pressure applied, no nothing. Okay, folks, thank you very much. Thank you.
There you have it. The President of the United States giving a pretty full-throated explanation of why he held up the funds, the defense funds for Ukraine. And it mainly was that nobody else was giving except us. Good point. Good point. While the president is in New York pressing the flesh at the United Nations, there is talk in our nation's capital among Democrats that the House needs to proceed on impeachment. I mean, it's everywhere. Judge Andrew Napolitano, let's go to cut four. Judge Andrew was on with David Ashman, Fox Business anchor, was on Fox Business yesterday, and I want you to listen to his analysis. He thinks that both Biden and Trump are in serious trouble as a result of these calls to president of Ukraine. Listen to Judge Andrew Napolitano with David Ashman on Fox Business.
I think this is the most serious charge against the president, far more serious than what Bob Mueller dug or dragged up against him. If there was a quid pro quo, it does appear as though $250 million in defensive weaponry was held back for a period of time while these eight conversations were going on between the president.
Even though there was nothing said, according to the Wall Street Journal, that was quoting a couple of sources they have that were apparently privy to this phone conversation. They said there was no specific quid pro quo.
So if you are the president of the United States and you are making a conversation that you know your intelligence community is listening to, of course you're not going to articulate a quid pro quo. You'll just make the quid pro quo happen.
If you were a vice president of the United States and you were visiting with the president of Ukraine and you say, look, this prosecutor is going after a number of companies, and you don't tell them, by the way, that one of those companies happens to have your son on it as a board member, and then say, you got to get rid of this prosecutor. Less than 24 hours later, the prosecutor's gone. The investigation of the company to which Biden's son is on the board, that goes away. That sounds like a direct quid pro quo.
So this is probably the end of Joe Biden's presidency, and it ought to be the end of his dream for the presidency. But it doesn't diminish one iota what the current president is doing, which is an act of, if true, we haven't seen the whistleblower. whistleblower complaint. And under the law, it has to be revealed. If true, this is an act of corruption.
But I don't want to bury the lead here. You just said this means the end of Joe Biden's
presidential. I don't know how we can survive
presidential
this. Those tapes of him, which I hadn't seen before. You and I watch this stuff for a living. He was boasting about his ability to get rid of that prosecutor. Right. I don't know how he survives it.
I don't know how he does either. And that's why all this talk about impeachment and about the quid pro quo, the fact is, here is the problem that I have with all of this surrounding the, President Zelensky of Ukraine and phone calls with Trump and Biden interceding on behalf of his son. What I don't understand is how people can jump to a conclusion without having seen what it is.
Something is amiss.
Yeah. But I don't quite understand it. For instance, John Kasich is a great example. He is a presidential wannabe. He's been hanging out there on the fringe. This is cut two, by the way. Was on with Kate Baldwin yesterday and went off on Trump and his defenders in Congress. Listen to this.
You remember when Bill Clinton was in trouble and he got impeached? Okay, didn't get convicted. Mm-hmm. Where were the Democrats then? They were all rallying around the president. This is what happens. Although, when we look back at Watergate, there was a moment when a handful of Republicans said, we've had enough. Now, this doesn't mean that Trump gets impeached. That's not what I'm saying. What it means is that this needs to be investigated. If, in fact, the President of the United States pressured a leader of another country to investigate his political enemy, if, in fact, military aid was withheld, now we have to decide where we go from there. But we got to gather all these facts and all this information. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I am very, very, very concerned about what is happening here. It's like if we don't deal with this, we become like a banana republic. And where are the Republicans? What are they hiding? If I were you at CNN, I would be out in the hallway and I'd be asking all of them, what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Governor, you know me well. You know how many Republicans we're inviting on the show all the time in order to have these conversations. And you can probably guess on one hand how many want to come on and have these conversations right now. But that is the pattern we have seen. What I'm hearing from you is you think this is different from patterns like we've seen in the past. This seems different.
Well,
for you.
The Mueller thing was I'm not even talking about Mueller. I'm talking here about the fact that the inspector general in the intelligence community said that this is a very serious matter and that it needs to be completely reviewed. And the law says that is then to go to the intelligence committees. And so over in the Senate, I'd like to know where the senator from West Virginia and the senator from North Carolina are. They ought to be calling for this. And I don't know where the Republicans are dismissing it in the House, but you got to think about this from a precedent standpoint. Let me ask this question, or not ask you, but ask our viewers. If Barack Obama had made calls like this, people would be going crazy. Now, if the Democrats had done things in the past that were wrong, okay, fine. But that has nothing to do with this. This has to do with where we are today. And things are slipping and sliding, and I am worried about our country.
All I got to say is...
And this is political. I mean, this is not... I've taken heat throughout my whole political career. I've done things. I've taken the heat. Sometimes you got to take the heat. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Oh, you want to talk about rage. There is a CNN talking head by the name of Richard Painter. He's a national security guy for them. He's a talking head. And I want you to listen. In fact, I'm going to try and squeeze this in before the break. If I can. Cut five. Richard Painter is a CNN talking head. I want you to listen to how he gives Biden a pass. Now, remember what Judge Napolitano said, that both Trump and Biden are in serious jeopardy here. And again, that's if this all pans out. If it doesn't pan out, it's going to be like Russian collusion and all these other things, and it's not going to mean much. But this was Richard Painter last night on CNN giving Biden a pass while saying that Dems have to impeach Trump. Listen to this.
Well, first, there's absolutely no evidence that Vice President Biden and his son have contributed to the corruption in the Ukraine. What the president said was just false. Second, this is an impeachable offense, turning the powers of a foreign government against a candidate in the United States who is a political rival of Donald Trump. This in and of itself is impeachable. This president has committed multiple high crimes and misdemeanors. And what is happening when the House refuses to impeach him is that he continues to do more and more of it. And that is what is happening. He is emboldened to continue to violate the Constitution, whether it's the unconstitutional emoluments, whether it's using foreign governments against his political opponents, ignoring House subpoenas, showing the middle finger to the United States Congress, the abuses at the border. The list goes on and on and on. And if Speaker Pelosi doesn't have the courage to impeach him, he's going to keep on doing it. And the other thing he's going to do is stand up in the election in 2020, look at his opponent and say, look, I didn't do anything wrong. It's not illegal. If it were illegal, a democratically controlled House of Representatives would have impeached me. He is getting a pass from this Congress. It's critically important that the House not only start impeachment investigations formally, but that they vote out articles of impeachment. All of the evidence is already there. Mm. We don't need more to impeach this president. And if they don't do it, I think the Democrats are going to lose in 2020 and probably deserve to lose.
Shut up, you bum. Shut up.
There you have it. Richard Painter, he's a national security expert and is a, whatever that means, and is a talking head on CNN. Coming up, we'll take you to the United States Senate, where Republicans are in the majority, Democrats are in the minority. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday went to the floor of the United States Senate and literally called out the Republicans. It wasn't quite that bad, but it was close. We'll get to that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is it's We use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. For truck drivers, thank you, because trucking moves America forward.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
The following program is intended for the entertainment of our audience. It doesn't mean this will happen. It just means it's our intent.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic, I have a great
Ain't that the
deal.
Truth?
I'll
Ain't that the truth?
Gonna change the nation, cause
AOC, I wonder if she showed up at the UN today, and if she had a visitor's pass, or I live in New York. That should be good enough. Anyway, the president speaking just about an hour ago at the United Nations. Now, it's not a rally speech, so we're not going to play a lot of it, but I'll let you hear one particular segment where he talks about religious freedom around the world. This was, and again, it's a very subdued speech. A kind of a curl up with blankie over in the corner and we'll all take a nap kind of speech. But it shows you that he can do this kind of speech, respectful. It's not, there are no applause lines in these UN speeches, generally. But this was the president just about an hour ago at the United Nations.
In significant danger or even completely outlawed. Americans will never fire or tire in our effort to defend and promote freedom of worship and religion. We want and support religious liberty for all. Americans will also never tire of defending innocent life. We are aware that many United Nations projects have attempted to assert a global right to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, right up until the moment of delivery. Global bureaucrats have absolutely no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that wish to protect innocent life. Like many nations here today, we in America believe that every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God. There is no circumstance under which the United States will allow international entities to trample on the rights of our citizens, including the right to self-defense. That is why this year I announced that we will never ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which would threaten the liberties of law-abiding American citizens. The United States will always uphold our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. We will always uphold our Second Amendment. The core rights and values America defends today were inscribed in America's founding documents. Our nation's founders understood that there will always be those who believe they are entitled to wield power and control over others. Tyranny advances under many names and many theories, but it always comes down to the desire for domination. It protects not the interests of many, but the privilege of few.
That's the president just about an hour ago at the United Nations in New York. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-50-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. I don't have time to get Chuck Schumer in this segment, but I promise you when we come out, we'll let you hear Chuck Schumer, who called out Republicans. I know. The guy makes a fool of himself every time he steps up to a microphone. Listen, you can almost hear the silence. Ooh. Anyway, he calls out Republicans because they won't step up and call out the president. Did he think that'd be a good idea? I'm just wondering. I know. Anyway, coming up a little bit later on the show, 10 o'clock, top of the hour, Tommy White from Laborers Union Local 872 will join us in studio. Also, Michael Schaus from NPRI will join us in studio. And a guy that may be a candidate. He's been talking about it. Is he finally ready to move? Andy Matthews has been talking about run for Assembly in District 37. We'll find out what he decides coming up about 11 o'clock. Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, is next, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump staying on the teleprompter as he delivered remarks this morning to the United Nations General Assembly, in which he defended his ongoing efforts to negotiate with North Korea. He warned the Iranian government against continuing to foster terrorism in the region and around the world. And he seems to have extended an olive branch towards Chinese trade negotiators.
Hopefully we can reach an agreement that would be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
Officials say catch and release is being ended at the border under new procedures. If a family does not claim fear of return to their home country, they'll be deported to that country. If they do claim fear, they'll wait on the Mexican side of the border while the U.S. processes their claim. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
15 seconds till showtime.
Okay, boys, let's rehearse. You start.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
My neck hurts.
Who cares?
No, you shut up.
Where am I?
5 seconds.
Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you are screaming, it's a black, black, black. Look how it's your gun, your blindness on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. Tommy White, a labor's union 872. Yes, a labor union leader. Statewide talk show. Yeah, it happens every week. You know, for years now, in fact, we're trying to figure that out. We're trying to pinpoint that. I know it's at least 4 years. It might even be 5 years that I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, real water has upped its game again, this time with real water concentrate. One of the things that we've noted, because we are a statewide network, we have a lot of folks who say, well, I must not have a real water distributor in my community because I can't find it in my grocery store or my convenience stores. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just a few squirts of real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juices. I love it with my OJ. Now, to learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. You can do it right now. That's my website, kevinwall, K-E-V-I-N-W-A-L-L, radio.com. realwateraccess.com, run it all together. Click on the Real Water icon on the top right of the page, and that'll get you all the information you need. You can order it right there online, by the way. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Okay, I promised you. Oh, by the way, did you see this? This is incredible. The early metrics, not good for the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards. And the final numbers are just horrible. It was watched by 6.9 million viewers. The host, Lassoni, pulled in the smallest audience for any Emmys ever. That is, no, it's horrible. The decline this year from the last time Fox had the Emmys, down 42%. You know what? People, I think, are thumbing their nose at the Hollywood elite.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
If you're wondering about the key demo, 18 to 49, they have tuned out, it seems, even with big wins by the much-watched Game of Thrones and that, pulling in a 1.6 rating among the 18 to 49s. People are ignoring the Hollywood elite. it's true. Okay, I promised you Chuck Schumer. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut six. Let's go right to the beginning here with cut six. This was Chuck Schumer. And one of the things, Chuck Schumer is, for those of you that don't know, is the, he is the minority leader of the United States Senate. And he is still waiting to hear from Republicans, willing to call out the president on this Ukraine thing and a lot of other issues as well. Here is Chuck Schumer.
By law, a whistleblower complaint labeled in this way must be transmitted to Congress, not shall transmit it to Congress, must be. The Trump administration has not allowed that to happen. So far, in the face of this dire warning and the Trump administration's effort to cover it up, the Republican-led Senate has remained silent and submissive, shying away from this institution's constitutional duty to conduct oversight. That's an obligation we have. It's not a yes or no. That's our job. Republicans are in the majority in the Senate. With that majority comes the power to call hearings, issue subpoenas, and decide what legislation comes to the floor. The majority in the Senate, therefore, has an obligation to consider and act on the Senate's behalf, particularly when it comes to matters of oversight and matters of separation of powers. And yet, so far, we have no indication that Senate Republicans are planning to act. Most have yet to speak out. The Senate Republican see no evil, hear no evil attitude is unacceptable and must change. This, again, is an issue of solemn obligation. There is no wiggle room here. None. The obligation of the Inspector General is to turn over the information, the whistleblower information, now that he has found it credible and urgent. And here, typically, our Senate Republicans and the Senate leader sit supinely in obeisance to Donald Trump's reckless lawbreaking. This is a democracy. This is a democracy. And we've heard nothing from our Republican colleagues in what the president has done, abhorrent as that is, and in the stonewalling of information.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
It gets worse. It gets worse. Yesterday, apparently, the Senate Minority Leader sent a letter to the Republicans, and with, I believe it was five different demands. Now, they're in the minority, so, you know, they're in the minority. So the Republicans can thumb their nose at Schumer and the Democrats if they want. But listen to the five demands made by Chuck Schumer. This is cut seven. Chuck Schumer, go.
What's the president afraid of in this whistleblower report? We don't know. We can only speculate. But we do know there's an obligation for it to come to Congress. So today I've sent the Republican leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, a letter calling on him and the Republican chairs of the Senate relevant committees to fulfill their constitutional duties and immediately take the following actions. One, convene hearings to determine exactly what prompted the whistleblower to file this urgent complaint. At a minimum, these hearings should include testimony from the Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, Acting Office of Management and Budget Director, Russell Vogt, Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and President Trump's private attorney, Rudy Giuliani, among others. Two, to issue a subpoena to compel the delivery of the whistleblower complaint to Congress, as required by law. Three, request the White House to release the transcript of President Trump's conversation with Ukrainian President Zelensky, during which President Trump reportedly pressured the government of Ukraine to investigate Vice President Biden and his family. Four, identify the administration officials who directed the $341 million of security assistance to Ukraine be delayed, and request that all records relating to this decision be turned over to Congress. And five, insist that the Department of Justice provide any legal opinion or other guidance it is given regarding the administration's obligation to transmit the whistleblower complaint to Congress. It is the Senate's duty, to take this national security matter seriously and investigate now. Senate Republicans have the sole power and the overwhelming responsibility to see that it does. How long must we wait for our Republican colleagues to rise up to their responsibilities to the Constitution, to separation of powers, and to rule of law when President Trump brazenly violates that law? When are we going to hear the voices? It is unbelievable. As President Trump erodes the very fabric of this democracy, our Republican colleagues, I believe out of fear, do nothing.
We can't take this anymore.
Yeah, it kind of sad. I mean, really, when you think about it. Coming up, we'll take you to Iowa. While all this is going on, there were 17 presidential Democrat wannabes who were out there yesterday speaking in Des Moines, Iowa. And one of the messages, in fact, one of the key messages was impeachment. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're running for president, you better show how you're going to improve my life and that of my families, and of my communities. I mean, you need to be able to do that, and they're not doing that. The Green New Deal? Give me a break. Anyway, we'll get to more coming up. I'll let you hear one of the 17 who spoke yesterday, and it was pretty boilerplate. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more pay loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
So good to have you with us live and local now. SARF Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business, with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I promised you I was going to let you hear one of the 17 Democrat presidential wannabes that were in Iowa yesterday. Actually,
funny comedy.
I know. It's you get them all together, and it is kind of just a laugh-a-thon. They were in Des Moines, Iowa, and Elizabeth Warren brought the message of impeachment. Pocahontas. Oh, that's so cute. Pocahontas bringing the message of impeachment to Iowa. Here it is.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. When the Mueller report came out, it showed three things. First, that a hostile foreign government attacked our 2016 election system in order to help Donald Trump. Second, Donald Trump as a candidate welcomed that help. And third, that as president, when our federal government tried to investigate those activities, Donald Trump did everything he could to obstruct justice. I read all 448 pages, and when I got to the end, I called for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Congress failed to act, and now Donald Trump has shown that he believes he is above the law. He solicited another foreign government to attack our election system. It is time for us to call out this illegal behavior and start impeachment proceedings right now.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's the kind of rhetoric we're hearing in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, I want you to listen. Let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the top of the hour. Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader and gets a chance every morning to essentially just talk about whatever it is he wants to talk about. Yesterday, he talked about the Democrats and the intel committees on both sides of Capitol Hill, the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and how both have become, shall we say, politicized. Here is Mitch McConnell yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence has long worked on a bipartisan basis in secure settings out of the public spotlight to conduct critically important oversight of classified and sensitive matters. So I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation, the specific subject of which is still unknown. As my friend Senator Schumer is aware, Chairman Burr and Vice Chairman Warner have been working together to get the Acting Director of Intelligence and the Intelligence Community's Inspector General before the committee this week to discuss the matter. As with most matters before the committee, I believe it's extremely important that their work be handled in a secure setting with adequate protections in a bipartisan fashion, and based on facts rather than leaks to the press. It is regrettable that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff and Senator Schumer have chosen to politicize the issue, circumventing the established procedures and protocols that exist so the committees can pursue sensitive matters in the appropriate, deliberate, bipartisan manner.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. I'm going to give the last word this hour, though, to somebody who's never been on this show. And even her audio has not been on this show. We're talking about Stephanie Grisham. She is the new press secretary. She succeeded Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was on Fox and Friends. And one of the best things that the Trump administration has done, better than tax cuts, better than anything, is ending this mind-numbing daily press briefing from the podium in the White House. She addressed that yesterday on Fox and Friends.
He's his own best spokesperson, it's true, and also he's the most accessible president in history, as all of the media knows. I mean, even just yesterday, he gaggled, I believe, two or three times with the press.
So is this the new press briefing? Before, we saw all of his press secretaries with, you know, in front of the podium. Mm-hmm. Sean Spicer, they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live because you'll never have that moment, because no longer are we doing that, right?
There's not right now. I mean, ultimately, if the president decides that it's something we should do, we can do that, but right now, he's doing just fine. And to be honest, the briefings had become a lot of theater, and I think that a lot of reporters were doing it to
get famous.
They really they're writing books now. I mean, they're all getting famous off of this presidency, and right. So I think it's great what we're doing now.
What did you witness in terms of how the president reacted when they saw how Sean Spicer was being treated and Sarah Huckabee Sanders being treated? I think the word is, and you tell me if it's right or wrong, he took it personal. He's watching the tone and tenor, and he took it personal.
Well, absolutely. I think that it's so important that, you know, the spokesperson for the president can adequately speak to his policies and get his message out there. And I think the president saw that that's not what was happening. It had become, again, theater, and they weren't being good to his people, and he doesn't like that. He's very loyal to his people, and he put a stop to it.
You got to love it. By the way, we just checked temperatures. Right now in southern Nevada, in Las Vegas, 74 degrees. 54 in Ely. Yeah, so it looks like fall is making its way to the state of Nevada. And by the way, I just noticed, I always know when fall has arrived in Ely because I start seeing Wyatt Cox, our executive producer for the Nevada Talk Network. I always end up seeing him in a sweater. Otherwise, no sweaters. But we have just now gotten into the sweater era at the Nevada Talk Network. Yeah, and that's how I know. No, that's how I know when I see Wyatt Cox on the other side of the glass, doing his thing in a sweater.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back.
You gotta love it. I love it. Stick around, more to do live and local now.